Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'm joined now, Super Dave. He's on the road somewhere. He's going to Maine. He's going to go shoot guns and train people there. So I decided to do a little political back and forth with a writer. He'll be here again tomorrow. But, I mean, the kind of stuff we're going to talk about today will not be the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And that, he is the gun writer. He is the lead investigative reporter, or I don't know what it's called, but it's at Second Amendment Foundation. He's it. And he also is the lead writer at Armed American News. And he goes by the name of Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Great to be here. Good afternoon.
When I called him and asked him to come on, he was walking his dog. What, how more American can you get? I can't think of how much. I just don't know that that's actually even a thing. It'd be more American than walking your dog.
She has to get out, man. She's a young 2-year-old Boston Terrier. Or today she's been more of a Boston terrorist.
Not a Boston terrorist.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know that when I was writing the show notes and I was putting all the stuff that you are and everything, somehow or other I misspelled your first name. I missed the E. And I mean, I think I need to just retire at this particular point and just go away quietly.
No, you can't, brother. We need you. We need more of you.
I got you. So let's talk about a couple of things, if we shall. And, I haven't even looked at the stuff you've written. I want to have this, and I will as we go, but I want to start with a couple of things. They, on the left, on the anti-gun left, in every category, are trying to herd us into a behavior that is not natural for us. They want us to live in cities. They don't want us to own anything. They want us to quit eating meat. They want us to, stop using fossil fuel. They want us to buy electric cars. They don't want us to have guns. All these other things. While at the same time, they default to violence every single time when they're out there trying to make their point. What do you think about the current state of the discourse out there? Because you write about it. You look at it from a very sharply political end. And I'd just be curious as to what you think of it.
Yeah, I agree. They're trying to make us overly compliant little automatons that do whatever they say without even thinking about it. We follow any order, no matter how egregious. We ride mass transit. We sell all our vehicles unless they're electric. And we do nothing but sit at home, get fat, and eat bugs while they dine on steak and lobster, primarily at the French Laundry in L.A. And they're trying to build two classes, and it's a class warfare. I honestly don't think it has anything to do with race or where you're living. They want to create an upper class, and they want anybody who's not thinking like they do, who's not liberal, they're declaring us the enemy while they're trying to get us to give up our guns, okay? You go to your enemy and you try and get them to give up their guns, Bill. It's frightening.
You know, when I look at the evolution of that, let's say they got all of that, but they've unleashed all these criminals on society. What are they going to do to them, I wonder? Are they just going to let them keep on going? Will the revolving doors still continue? Are they going to get out there and have a purge?
Well, more and more of these states, I believe it was Indiana, just went to cashless bond today. So you're thinking about this wrong. You're thinking about this as a man with common sense. These criminals are victims out there now, Bill. They've been victimized by society, so we have to take care of them and coddle them. That's why they turn to crime, because they've been victimized by our society.
Oh.
They believe.
Well, they're not a victim yet.
No.
I mean, in the event that one of them roll up on me, and I hate to put it this way, but in the event that one of them rolls up on me, and they start their thing, whatever it's going to be, they likely may become a victim. Well, you know, a victim of self-defense. I'll become a victim of self-defense. I'm sure that's a new thing they'd want to put out there. But I don't know. Am I making it better for them? I don't know. Anyway. I just, where do you see this going? Because we got a lot of people, you know, I mean, I look at, like, Alan. Alan Gottlieb is one of the nicest guys I know. He is one of the easiest going people I know. He gives everybody the benefit of the doubt, and he does charge in hard on these people trying to snatch gun rights, but, you know, most of the time he's pretty easy to deal with. I like him a lot. Do we need to be that way, or?
I think it's time to get ready, to make ready. I honestly do. I think unless there's some real magic in the midterms and we can take the House and the Senate, things are gonna get worse. I see Biden going down this road. Today he's celebrating his Inflation Reduction Act. Well, after news that inflation is now 8.3 and the stock market just lost 4% of its entire value, the man, he's living in a fantasy world. I don't believe he's the one calling the shots on guns. I think that's Susan Rice. But I don't think he's calling much shots, period. I mean, his cognitive abilities have just plummeted. In just the past 18 months, you can see the decline.
Yeah.
This nation right now is being led by these activists, these zealots, who got advisor roles in the White House, and none worse than Susan Rice. We all know she worked for Obama. She was his national security advisor, virulently and violently anti-gun. And that's what Joe and the radical extreme left have populated the White House with. It's full of people in there who shouldn't be in public office. They've never held a private position. They've never met a payroll. They've never been in business.
Right.
They've just been activists their entire lives.
That's not going to work out too well, I don't think. I saw today where the head of diversity in the DOD, I don't know what her exact title is, she's been on Twitter going after white people. And when you're the head of the DEI, diversity, equality, and what is it, inclusion, when you're the head of that and you're out there and you're playing ID politics, I kind of think that your message is getting lost in the thing. And she's the one that's actually, what she's in charge of is the education on all the military posts. She's in charge of making sure that DEI gets inserted into that education. So not only are they trying to do it within the ranks, they're trying to do it within the children, like they're trying to do with the schools now. Although the school thing, you know, there's we could talk about the schools, but I'm not going to go too in-depth in it. Except in the big cities, I think the actual enrollment rate has fallen in some cases by 20%. And they've lost populations of under 5-year-olds of up to 6 or 7% of them in these cities, which is a lot of people. And where the parents are moving to, they're not putting them in school. But anyway, Lee, let's head to the break. Lee is the writer at Armed American News. He is the writer. He's in charge of the investigative reporting arm of the Second Amendment Foundation. And he is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com. So there's a reason why he spends his days walking a dog for 5 minutes and riding for the entire 23 hours and 55 minutes left in the day, because he knows what he's doing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. He is the investigative reporter. He is employed by various people, but he's actually the only one there, which means the entire load falls on him. So, and to that point, that's what I want to talk about next. Now, you wrote an article about how narrow and small the actual pro-gun media segment is, didn't you?
Yeah. We are incredibly small, unfortunately. I mean, there are not a lot of folks that are writing about guns. I mean, I can't think of too many, a mere handful that are doing it full time. A lot of people are doing it part time. It's not an easy gig financially to do. It's definitely difficult to start out, you know, without having clips. I had the good fortune to have plenty of clips. I was a newspaper reporter, an investigative reporter for 20 years, and then worked as a newspaper editor. That's what these folks want to see, but there are some straight out of the box guys that are doing it well. Unfortunately, you know, there aren't that many of us out there. Look at what the other team can muster.
Right.
Thousands of reporters, every single one of them, anti-gun, and anti-gun editors, anti-gun producers. They're the ones that are making the editors are the important ones, because they're the ones that determine what is and what is not news and what type of spin needs to be put on it.
And to put it in perspective, like Lee's a writer, and when Lee writes something, it will show up on The Gun Writer. Then maybe it shows up on Armed American News. Then maybe it shows up at Ameland. Then maybe it shows up at The Truth About Guns. And that's because the really good writers, there are a handful of them, but that's it. That's just it. And do you find, now, I do fill-in gigs at local radio stations. When I'm doing a fill-in gig at a local radio station, I'm just writing about standard, quote, conservative value. That's almost a step down, because what we do is so detailed, so based upon empirical evidence, so based upon all these studies that have come out. That's the problem, isn't it? There's not enough people that know all of this stuff that can just rattle this off and go in there and see what is and is not important.
It's incredibly difficult to break into the gun community. I mean, when I first started this 12, 13 years ago, a former NRA president told me some really incredible words of wisdom. He goes, you are going to realize how little you know about guns, Lee. And he was absolutely right. This is a vast area here. I'm not talking about the politics of guns. I'm not talking about the gun culture or the firearms industry. Just trying to get your mind around guns. I mean, there's hunting, there's tactical, there's target shooting, there's 800 kinds of target shooting. There's shotgunning, there's multiple types of shotgun. I mean, there's gun gear. It's difficult as hell to try and wrap your mind around it. I'm more of a tactical guy, given my background in law enforcement and the military, and I feel I have a pretty good handle on that. But there are guys that know a hell of a lot more about it than I do. Plus, then you have to add your writing skills. You have to be able to take an idea and actually put it in some kind of format that people will want to read, which is not easy. I mean, especially online. People have the attention span of a gnat on methamphetamine when they're clicking through sites online. So you have to be able to hold their attention. Man, I mean, you nailed it. It is difficult. It's difficult to find somebody with a background in firearms that can put an argument out there and then support it in a good, decent, thorough way that people will want to read.
Right. The other thing is that when you do this, that when you put yourself out there, and all you have to do is go to look at any one of these sites that I talk about, Ameland, The Truth About Guns. There are people that read these articles that I guess this is all they do during the day. And there are a lot of people in the gun community that find issue with a lot of things that they probably shouldn't be finding issue with. And the trick is to try to... It's not to guide them, because that's not what I am, certainly. I'm not a guide. I'm not a teacher or anything. But it is to try to get them to open their eyes, and they're absolutely in the fight. They absolutely are down with the fight, but at the same time, it can get muddy for them, can't it?
It can get snarky. Let me tell you. The cell phone and the internet made everybody a journalist and a media critic. And I still read the comments. There's a lot of guys that don't. Some sites have comments, some sites don't. But if you want to do this, you got to have a thick skin.
Yeah.
And if you make an error, have to let people know, hey, I screwed this up, and I corrected it, and here's how this error happened. You know, most of the mainstream media, especially the TV, and they're not gonna admit an error ever. They'll just change the online copy. But we don't work like that, because all we have, guys like you and I, is our credibility. And I firmly believe when you make an error and you admit it, you enhance your credibility with your listeners and readers.
One thing that you point out, too, which a lot of mainstream media is guilty of, is that mainstream media today will see something on the wire, copy-paste, and they'll put it out as news with their byline on it.
Yep.
And you actually go out and create a topic. Like, nobody was writing about this particular topic we're discussing right now when you wrote it, and you throw it out there. So this is all what you do is actual journalism. You're creating something versus the copy and paste mentality of some, quote, journalists.
I like original content. That's I've something that's fascinated me my entire career. That's all I've done. Is, and especially with the version topic and nobody's written about it or noticed it. And there's no better feeling than breaking some news that people react to, and then, you know, the politicians can get, our politicians on our side can take some action. I mean, when we outed that the ATF agents were going door to door on the constitutionally suspect knock and talks, you know, that caused some congressmen to start asking ATF, hey, what the hell? And when we outed the fact that, you know, ATF revocations of federal firearm licenses have increased 500%, that forced a lot of lawmakers to pay attention and start asking questions. And that's the best we can do, because we're not a judicial branch, unfortunately, but we do take people into the court of a public opinion, and we put them on trial. And let me tell you, brother, I could be judge, jury, and executioner, especially with the ATF.
With relish, no doubt about it. Hang on for me, if you will. You can find Lee's stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and at the Second Amendment. What's the website for the Second Amendment Foundation thing that you do?
SAF.org.
Okay, the regular. Just go to the regular website and check his stuff out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is noting a shift in momentum in Ukraine's war with Russia.
Militarily, they've reached a turning point, but clearly, at least in the Donbas, there's a sense of momentum here by the Ukrainian armed forces. And so what we're going to do is continue to support them as best we can.
So said National Security Advisor John Kirby. Kirby saying Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to mislead the Russian people about how the war is going. A coffin carrying the late Queen Elizabeth is back in the London area. A plane carrying the coffin landed at Royal Air Force Station west of the city. It came there after leaving Scotland, where mourners, including King Charles, traveled to pay their respects. The coffin now at Buckingham Palace. The White House says the Secretaries of Labor, Ag, and Transportation are working to avert a national rail strike by week's end. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Lee Williams. He writes for the Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American News, and he is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com. And he recently published the reference guide to Joe Biden's war on guns. And I have not read that. I'm always put off by his face, and you got that up there. So, tell me about the reference guide, if you will.
Well, I don't think anybody's read it. It's incredibly long. One of the longest things I've actually... It's kind of like Mark Twain once said, you know, I wrote you a long letter because I didn't have time to write a short one. But when you're talking about Biden and his war on guns, it is the most comprehensive and multifaceted gun control scheme we've ever faced. I mean, there are so many aspects of it. Like I pointed out in the story, I don't think he created it. I don't think he knows what day it is. This is definitely coming from Susan Rice and probably several advisors to her. But it is, and we take the reader right through it. You know, we start with Joe's campaign promises and then the weaponization of the ATF, because he couldn't have done anything without that. And then once they're unleashed, we go back to the knock and talks and, you know, show how they created illegal gun registries, got caught in gun shops using a cell phone. And that just parallels and dovetails into the war on gun dealers. You know, Joe Biden actually believes no gun dealers, no guns. So he's doing everything he can to put them out of business. And the ATF is only too happy to follow the marching orders. And we talk about ATF's rulemaking misuse, and the best case example there is the unfortunately short barrel rifle, which you and I have discussed because of the pistol brace issue.
Right.
And then we talk about his war on homemade guns, which they call ghost guns. and get into a couple that aren't very well known, how he's pressured governors in blue states to enact their own quote-unquote assault weapon bans and similar bans for standard capacity magazines. And we end up by telling, you know, all of these various facets that Biden has in this scheme, not one of them takes the hands out of the gun, takes the guns out of the hands of criminals. It doesn't, none of them disarm criminals. It's only focused on disarming the law abiding. And getting back to our earlier conversation, it's a real scary question to ask is why is he doing this?
Well, I think I probably know why he's doing it. I mean, I don't remember which one of the Joshes gave it away so many years ago. It was either Horowitz or Sugarman, one of the Violence Protection Center or the Coalition to Stop Handguns. They said that in order for the progressive agenda to go forward, they were going to have to disarm America.
Yeah.
Now, what they weren't counting on is how much guff we can take. Because, you know, we know what's going to happen if we stop taking the guff and we sort of get kinetic with them. Which they think they want us to do, don't they?
Yeah. And for me, it's always been about that, the decision, you know, to comply or not comply. And there's a lot of people in a lot of states right now, like Delaware is the most recent one, where they have to make that decision, Bill. Do I comply with this new law, or do I face federal prosecution or state prosecution for having one of these devices that are now outlawed? I mean, two mags. You get caught twice with a mag that holds more than 10 rounds in Delaware and you're a felon under state law. It's only going to get worse. I don't want people to have to be put in that position where they have to contemplate whether or not to comply.
Well, you know, unfortunately, because of the leftists, first of all, the leftists they project a lot of their thought process on us. If they're thinking about, oh, we'll go violent. Actually, they'll tell us, well, we're about to be violent. Although they don't really know what that means. They don't really have any idea what that means. It's not 65 people on one and somebody leaning in and bashing his head in with a bike. Lock. That is violence, but that's also disparity of force. We would bring a different kind of disparity of force to them that they're not really prepared to deal with. But I digress. It's interesting that whenever there's a Supreme Court decision like in Heller, which Heller left a lot of doors open. But Bruin closed them and locked them and welded them shut. And we have the Bruin decision now, and they seem absolutely hell-bent on, you know, that there's things in there that says, well, you know, you can't ban guns that are in common use. And there was some study done that was out of somewhere here recently that I talked about yesterday. I can't remember where it was. But it was a study where they found that there's a minimum of 1.7 million defensive gun uses per year, and that AR-15s are commonly used in self-defense if they are present at the time of the crime. And still, they go after that one.
Whew.
What do you think?
I agree. I look for the day, big picture here, when we're going to see people start filing civil rights lawsuits based upon Bruin, based upon all these recent decisions for the Second Amendment. Now, we're seeing a lot of their 1983 civil rights lawsuits for a lot of different reasons. But I look for the day when we get some filed, you know, that incorporates the Bruin decision. I think that would be stellar. I would like to start seeing these people held accountable, more accountable, for their misdeeds. And when I say them, it'd be the elected officials who are trying to find workarounds, like Hochul in New York, to Supreme Court decisions. These are our civil rights. Second Amendment's no different than any other amendment. They need to get their butts sued off and lose some cash and lose some prestige. So I look for that. I think it's coming. It's going to be coming. The Second Amendment isn't the red-headed stepchild anymore after Bruin. It should be treated just like any other civil right, and I think we're going to see that type of litigation coming, thankfully.
Well, what's interesting is that despite all the stuff that is going on right now, like you were just referencing the thing about the braces, the stabilization braces, which, you know, with me, if they want to play that stupid game, that's fine. Because somebody told me today, well, you'll be on a registry. Well, there's been a pretty big NFA registry. How many suppressors are out there nowadays? I mean, how many millions of suppressors are out there? And what have they done with it besides just, you know, makes it harder for you to have a suppressor, which that's sort of bad, but sort of irritating. But beyond that, some of these things that they want to go get, once they get them, I don't know how they manage them. And I don't know. They are setting themselves up for something they don't really understand. But I think a lot of them are waiting to see what happens in the midterms.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it, but like I had a thing today where I got a call for here for my locality where I live here in Greenville, South Carolina, which is, doesn't have a lot of mass transit, and they were asking me if I would support a penny tax to improve mass transit, and my answer was no, and no, because besides that was such an obscure question. Well, I don't know. Are we going to have them mandated that they're only electric? Right now they're all natural gas, which is pretty good. They do fairly well. Why can't we do something with the roads and that kind of stuff? You know, get back to what government's supposed to do and don't worry about some of the other stuff. We'll take care of ourselves. But anyway, we're headed into the last break. This article, you can find this article, I don't know where else, but you can find it at thegunwriter.substack.com. It just went up. It is well worth the read. It is a long article because it is so comprehensive, because Joe has a comprehensive plan for you. If you are a gun person, they have a comprehensive plan for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Lee Williams. He's the gun writer. He's the investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation. He is the reporter at Armed American News. And I want to talk about this, your article about the ATF, the outliving their usefulness. This is all about the pistol brace thing. I'm going to be perfectly candid. The reason I have AR-15 pistol configurations is because I didn't want to wait for a tax stamp
right. To
have an SBR. I'm very certain that a bad guy, a criminal, and you don't need to take a regular AR-15 from a standard gun to a SBR. You don't have to pass a background check to buy an upper. They sell those all the time, anywhere, don't they? I mean, you could, do you actually have to present anything to buy a 10-inch upper that's already built?
No, you can just go get it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm almost certain that there's no criminals out there that are running SBRs with arm stabilizing braces on them. and you know, the thing was, it was designed so you could fire an AR-15. You could stick it out there like a pistol and wrap it around your forearm if you had two bad arms. You know, I don't know what you were supposed to do, but if you had one bad arm and one good arm, you could still fire that because it was stabilized on your forearm, and it was really sort of an ingenious sort of invention.
Yeah, a lot of disabled veterans got them.
But the ATF, on how many occasions, has stated that they're legal and it's okay to put it against your shoulder?
Two opinions that I know of. There might be more. They issued two opinions saying that it's okay. It's not an SBR. It does not need to go under an FA, National Firearms Act, regulation.
Right. Now, I myself, I'm fairly, first of all, they're waiting to see which way the wind blows. And I wonder what will happen in December if the Republicans take both. I wonder what they will do then.
Defund the ATF, hopefully. Get some of that $1.7 billion that Biden gave him at the start of his presidency back and put it to some good use.
Right. Well, I mean, that would be, hey, I'm good with that. I mean, I don't know of anything that they do well. I mean, some of the things they're supposed to do, like when the FBI background check system failed during the background check of Dylann Roof. And then the mechanism that's in place where the ATF, once they figure out how bad of a desperado he was, they go search him out and get that gun back from him. That never happened.
Yeah.
And he went and shot up the AME Emanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina. So we know about that. We know about their really big-brained exercise in Waco. We know about Ruby Ridge. They're not exactly, these guys aren't, they're not operators. They're clowns with guns. Very dangerous clowns. What has the ATF done besides, what do they really do on a daily basis besides go around and make sure that you didn't have a pen and ink mistake on the 4473?
They regulate untaxed corn squeezins and untaxed cigarettes, I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't know what the hell they do other than harass small businessmen trying to make a living. The one good thing, the only good thing I can say about them is they have pretty good arson investigators, some of the best in the world. But, you know, that's a division that you could easily take and park in the FBI.
Well, I don't know. I think the FBI needs to be unfunded, too. I mean, they clearly have lost their ability to do their mission.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they have never been historically as bad as the ATF about, you know, wanting to curry favor with the White House, but I think they might have taken the lead now, given the fact that, 35 of Trump's former associates now have had their homes raided by the FBI?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that really good, whoever their public relations person is that keeps getting out there and going, oh, yeah, that Rampage killer, they were on our radar. After the Rampage killing, I mean, if they're on your radar, you know, why is it okay to have red flag laws and somebody gets out there and says, you know, Tom Brady won that football game and he wanted everybody on the New England Patriots to be murdered and I don't think he should have his guns. We'll go after that guy, but we won't go after the guy that has been visited by the cops 100 times and has threatened to shoot up a school. We won't go after him.
They'll go after the guy like they did in Delaware who, you know, had a little extra money and bought a couple of pistols on the same day. Oh, we got to go check on him, make sure he's not a straw purchaser from some gangs. Yeah, they don't seem to put themselves in harm's way all that often. They're taking the low-hanging fruit. It's all about statistics, you know, so they can say they did this or say they did that or, you know, like you said earlier, this is what really irks me about the organization. Put some gun dealer out of business for making an honest mistake, which they say is a willful mistake. And I'm talking an error that you could, a number that got juxtaposed.
I'm actually sort of in a position right now. The other day, Taurus sent me 3 guns. And today, I mean, last week, Friday, I think it was, Taurus sent me 3 guns. And today I picked up 2, of which you know about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to see what happens with that if I get a call or a visit or something. And if they do, I'm going to be very polite. If they'll be like, I guess they'll be like, so can you show us the guns? And I'll be like, can you show me the warrant?
Exactly. Exactly. Polite but firm. They don't get in. You don't answer any questions and you don't sign any documents. And you call your lawyer.
The other thing I'm going to do is that the other thing I intend to do is instead of going to them, you know, most people film it with their phone, I'm going to have a gigantic cinema rig set up. And when they knock on the door, I can see them coming up on my surveillance cameras because I have surveillance cameras because I have a lot of cameras and I have some very nice guns in here. And so I've set up surveillance cameras around the house. And when I see them walking in and I see ATF, I'm going to snatch one off the tripod and go, why, good afternoon, young man. What can I do for you?
It's going to be young men. Remember, they travel in packs. They
sure.
travel singly. Ugh.
Sure. I'm going to it'll be interesting to see if a South Carolina state trooper shows up with them. Now, that's never happened to me before. One time when I was going on a CZ buying binge, and I bought 3 in a week. I never heard from anybody then. And typically, I think what happens is if they do report it to the ATF, they always say, this guy's a gun reviewer. He gets a bunch of guns in and sends a bunch of guns out. He doesn't sell them. He's just reviewing them for his YouTube channel. So I don't know if that'll happen in this particular case or not, but it'll be certainly interesting. But, if they want to, with the NFA thing, I'll play their stupid game. I mean, as soon as they get out there and they make that ruling and everything, I'll go get whichever form it is and fill it out. Then I'm going straight down the road and I'm getting two CTR mag pull stocks and I'm sticking them on my AR-15 pistols, because now they'll be short-barreled rifles and I won't have to pay. Is it going to be instantaneous? Will I be instantly become a SBR owner? Will I get the stamp immediately or what?
No, there's always a delay with the ATF. That's
well, there won't be with me. I will get out there and I will show them how to expedite the process.
I wish you luck, and why not put a good stock on the damn thing?
Yeah. I might put I got sent a Magpul stock for a gun that is more of a precision rifle. One of those big, I might stick that on one of them. Big precision stock. it's nearly as long as the barrel is. It'll be quite the conversation starter.
Well, I wish everybody well in making that decision. I just hope nobody has to get put in that position. I too think they're waiting to see which way the wind is going to blow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Joe Biden. The other problem Joe is going to be facing, I mean, I don't know what it'll do with Kamala, but I think there's probably a good chance if he doesn't get put to pasture by the Democrats, the Republicans, if they take control of the House and the Senate, they might go a different way. They might actually impeach him and do it for, And that way he'll get a permanent TV with a permanent clicker and he can watch the Matlock Marathon for the rest of his days.
Right next to his son, Hunter.
That's right, yeah. Hunter will be in pajamas. So thank you very much for joining me today. Send me the paperwork that we talked about today so I can get something coming your way.
Absolutely.
And take a look at that file I sent you about our little project, if you would be so kind. Tell me what you think later. Lee Williams, thegunwriter.substack.com. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.